We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David Bebenachamun Shem Cham Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Masos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to continue our discussion about selling. That's Koveil Maaser. But it's important to keep in mind that when there's buying and selling going on, it doesn't have to be an exchange of money. It can be exchange could be barter. It could be exchange of services. So we're going to speak about a person who's a worker, who's an employee, and the Torah writes in a couple of places, let's say, Kisavo Bekerem Reecha V'achaltan Avim Kenaf Shechasavecha. Halacha is that if you're working your friend's vineyard, you're permitted to pluck grapes and eat them as you're working. Or Kisavo Bekamas Reecha V'kataftam. When it comes to grain, you're able to eat grain as you are working. Similar to the halacha of lo sachsom shor b'disho, you can't muzzle the animal as he is threshing. So too a person is able to do so. So now the Torah, this is something the Torah grants a person, a right the Torah gives to a worker. That's not considered wages. If it's considered wages, you have a person who's a worker, who's a poel, and he says, I would like to take some of the produce. So then, if it's part of his wages, so then he's asked to separate masa. That's considered buying and selling, so to speak. It's an exchange, it's a transaction, it's an exchange, and that, therefore, you can't eat an achilas arai until you separate masos. But when it comes to the Torah's obligation, where I'm eating, the worker is eating because the Torah grants him that right, so that's not considered wages, that's not considered an exchange, and therefore there's no obligation to separate masos from that produce. It's unprocessed. It's only when it's unprocessed is able to do so as he's plucking them. So the halacha is, or is it working with them before they're completely processed, there's no obligation to separate strumos and masos before eating them. Says the Mishnah, Hasoches Hapoel Liktosi Bobitainim. Person hires a worker, and the worker is going to help him spread out the figs to dry. Omar lo. So the worker said to the employer, Al Menasho Chaltainim, I'm going to work on the condition I can eat the figs while I'm working. Now that's something he didn't have to say, because that's something the Torah grants him. Ochel upatri. He's able to eat the figs as a snack, and he doesn't have to separate masos. Now, the way he said it was that it was going to be conditional. This was going to be considered a wage, and therefore maybe he should be chayv to separate masos before eating a snack and achilas arai. Not true, because the Torah allows this. He didn't know. Maybe he didn't know this, but he's entitled to this as a worker anyway. So he made a condition that he didn't really have to, and therefore ochel upatur. But let's say the employee says, Al menash ochal ani uvnei vesi, I'm working on the condition that I and my family are also able to eat the figs. So that was part of the condition. So what happens here? Or he says another, sheyochal b'ni b'schari, or I'm going to work on the condition my son will eat the figs as part of my particular wage. The son's not doing the work, but the father wants to take the right that he has to eat from the produce and give it to his son. His son will take instead of him. Now, yes, he wants the son to eat the figs as part of his wages, but that's not really what he means. He doesn't know. But what he's really trying to do is saying, I'm entitled to the produce based on the Torah, based on the Pesukim, so I want to give that right to my son. But he said it in the way of wages as the previous case, because maybe he didn't know what the halacha was. So the Mishnah says this is how it works now. The owner is able to eat, and he's exempt from separating masos when he's snacking on them. Why? Because that's the Torah, that's the right, that's the privilege he has from the Torah. But uveno ochel, the son is able to eat because that was conditional in the job, but v'chayev, but the son would be chayev, or the family would be chayev, to separate masos before eating an achilas arai, because the worker can't transfer his privilege to his son. The Torah only gives this to the worker himself. So the son is able to eat because that was part of the condition of the job. But nonetheless, since it's a wage, it's considered like a purchase, like a sale, and like a transaction, and therefore, even though it's not a gemar malacha, the son would be chayv to separate masos before eating. Mishnah continues, Al menasha ochal b'shas aktsia ul'achar aktsia. Let's say he says like this to the employer, I'm going to work on the condition that I can eat the figs while we spread them out to dry, that's b'shas haktzia, and even after we spread them out, even afterwards. So what happens now, says the Mishnah? Pretty obvious. B'shas haktzia ochel u'pater. He's able to eat the figs at the time he's spreading them out because that's his job. And then, of course, while he's busy with the figs, the Torah gives him the right to eat them. But ulachar aktzia, after the time of spending them at ochel, he is able to eat them because that was conditional. The employer agreed to that condition, to that stipulation. But v'chayav, but he would be chayav to separate masos before eating them as a snack. Why? She'ena ochel mena Torah. Because after the job is over, after he finished spreading them out, he doesn't have the right to eat the figs. He's not busy with his job. So therefore, he'd be chav to separate masos before eating them as a snack. Zeh haklal, Mishnah gives you the general rule. Ha'ochel menat Torah pater. If he's eating it based on the right that the Torah gives him as a worker, so he doesn't have to separate. Good. But v'shein ochel menat Torah. But if he's not eating the produce based on that, but based on some other condition, some other agreement, then chayv is chayv to separate masos before eating an achilas arai. Perek beis mishnah ches haya ochel b'levasim. We continue discussing here the laws of the worker. But what kind of produce are we talking about that he has the right to eat while he, during his job. So for example, person's working with levasim, there's certain type of figs, inferior type of figs, lo yochad v'nosheva, he can't eat the v'nosheva figs, which is a superior, a higher quality fig. He's not allowed to do that. He is only able to eat that which he's working with, v'nosheva, and if he's working in the v'nosheva, lo yochad v'levasim, he can't even eat the inferior one. That's a big chiddush. Why? Because they're different. We assume that they are different, and that's therefore the different varieties. Therefore, it's not allowed to eat. Avomoneh hu es atzmo et she'adshaya magil umekom hayafos v'ochel. But if he's working with, let's say, he's working with the lower, the inferior figs, if he wants, he can hold himself back. Withhold from eating until he comes to the place where the higher quality figs are and eat them while he's working on them. You know, I'll stay hungry until the better food comes out. So that's, I'm waiting for the main. So that's what he's able to do. And Mishnah continues. So again, Aval Monea, who es atzmo achamagilim okamayofos v'ochel. Hamachlif im chaver, the Mishnah continues, someone who trades produce with his friend. Either zelacho v'zelacho. Let's say one person gives someone produce that's all ready to be eaten, and the other person is giving him produce also ready to be eaten. That's what it means, zelacho v'zelacho. Or zeliktos v'leliktos. Let's say one person is giving someone produce that was just laid out to dry, it's not ready for eating, and the other person does the same, gives him back as well. Which is also not ready for eating. Zelechov aleliktos. Let's say one person is giving produce to someone that's ready to be eaten, and the other one in exchange is giving him that which is needs to be spread out still and is not ready. Says the Mishnah Chayiv, in every one of these cases, each of the people is obligated to separate masos for the produce that he has before eating it. Whether it's one that was prepared, that's drying out, or it's already. Why? Because when you trade produce, that's like buying and selling. And therefore, it doesn't matter, there's no gemar malacha, can't snack without separating masos. Yeah, you'll tell me the drying figs were not, or produce were not finished. That doesn't matter, because we're following the position, as Rabbi Meir, which he had in Mishnah Hay, that once you sell, there's a master obligation, even when it's not, doesn't have a gemar malacha. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamachlif leachol chayav v'liktos pater. Says Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with his position, also Mishnah Hay, where he says that selling is not koveil amaser if there's no gemar malacha on that produce. So, if your machlif lechol chayv says like this, if you're a person who traded for produce that's ready to eat, then you, before you eat that produce that's ready to be eaten, you have to separate masros, because it was processed when you bought it, or when you traded it. But the liktos pater, but the one who trades and gets in exchange for what he trades, he gets that which is just laid out to be dried. So he's able to eat from that in Achila Sarai without separating Maaser because the produce that he bought was not completely processed. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.